Good morning, good morning. Our theme for today is the thoughts don't care. So let's take a breath. And bringing into understanding that we are in a journey of remembrance, a remembrance of what I already am. I don't have anything to attain. I don't have anything to change or to fix. There is nothing wrong with my being. And I have nothing to find, for I already am completely present. I rest in the real, and I rest as what is. It doesn't matter what the appearance may be, it unfolds within the vastness of my being, it unfolds within awareness. All is in vibration. All is perfect. So let us listen from the heart in remembrance and follow our breath and rest back in the silence of the heart. Remember, life is always playing out as the divine energy moves as you. Be still. Okay. I thought today that we would give that envelope another push, see what we can shake loose, see what we can dive into, and how deep we can wade into it. So, we're going to have another little. Okay. So, this is from an observation I had the other day when I was just doing one of those sitting there pondering things. Not really concerned what came to mind or what came out, just sitting there. But I began to contemplate about thoughts, right? Because they are so prevalent and they are the cause of our suffering when we embrace them and believe them and run with them and play with them. So anyway, I was just contemplating about what thoughts are. I know they're not mine. I know they rise in consciousness. But the thought came. It's so funny. The thought came that thoughts don't care. And I thought, what? Thoughts don't care. Thoughts don't care what they are. And I had never really thought about that before. In the beginning, we take the thoughts as at face value, and we think that they're ours and that they're very important and they're part of my life and they make me who I am. But it never occurred to me that thoughts don't care. So now, the thoughts, they rise up as they do with words like, me, you, I, us, and they, the usual things. But, and sometimes that the word thoughts, they're about sorrow or they're about anger or hate or love. It can be anything. There's thoughts about being the I that I am. As we make our journey, we contemplate that. And word thoughts about, of course, oneness and separation. But the thoughts don't care about anything. They don't care what the words are that are in them. Okay. They can be words of about saving the planet or feeding the children or about starting a war or robbing a bank. Anything, anything at all can rise up to our attention. Any word, any thoughts. And thoughts are accumulations of words, right? So they're just words. Thoughts, as always, rising in the field of consciousness. I keep thinking, I say, well, they don't have any, they don't mean anything. They don't know what they mean. So it came that, and I'm saying this very simply because I don't understand as to how the brain works. I don't know its particularities or things like that. But first, the brain, this is what I understood. The brain starts with the interpretation of a sound, right? First of all, thoughts or words, they're a sound, a sound. And brain interprets that sound into something recognizable, something that it can recognize. So when it hears the sound coffee, the brain can interpret that cough into an image and an object. The brain doesn't care what that sound is. So it comes along then that the body is also involved. And that's as to feelings. We have feelings in the body, we might stiffen it up if there's a feeling of fear and other sensations. So the body also has a sound, sort of thing. It has a vibration. And we call it a feeling or we call it a sensation. But firstly, it's a vibration before it goes through the role of interpretation. So we have these feelings and the sensations rise in the body, but they come without words. They're just a feeling and a sensation, okay? But they come without any interpretation. So the body has an experience of, say, a hit or a kiss, right? Like the kiss is better, okay? Which the brain translates, right, as pain or pleasure. So the initial experience, and I have to use these words, the initial experience of hit or kiss is without any meaning, but the brain is going to translate that experience into a pain or a pleasure. Okay. Now, finally, after that initial vibration that we might call sound comes down through the different levels, finally it rests not with the body, not with the brain, or what we call thoughts or mind. The understanding comes down finally to you. That final interpretation takes place with you as consciousness. Always consciousness. You is consciousness, not the name, okay? That it's at the consciousness level that there is reached, it has reached our awareness and it is interpreted into a meaning of some kind. So the initialness of that thought or that sound comes down through the usual and it ends up with you, consciousness, to be interpreted into meaning of some kind. Okay. Are we having? Okay. Now, this is a fun part too that came. That it gets translated, and it's going to be either translated by the consciousness living as what it is, or in its journey to that recognition somewhere in there, or it will be interpreted by a consciousness not yet living its true realized self. So those are going to be the levels of interpretation. Okay. The final interpretation, not the initial one, but the final one. Okay. So that's meaning that the translation is going to be in accord with our vibration, that final translation, that final meaning that gets given to the initial vibration of the thought. So interpretation is one, it's a thing at any given moment that is depending on where we are spiritually. Okay. Where we are, like in the vibration, the sound, the brain level, then the final interpretation. And for us, that interpretation begins with taking a breath and resting within. Okay? But it can also be from being in some kind of a mood and letting that be the interpreter. So we are at a level of choice. There's that choice. I can take that breath, rest back from allowing that mental interpretation to take place and have whatever is to be come out from the heart and come out from calmness and peace. So we remember that in and of themselves, thoughts are meaningless. They are just vibrations and they are heard within our being, right? However the brain does its thing. But what we want to remember is that those thoughts are meaningless. And And the mind stretching part too is even after we give them a meaning, even after we give them an interpretation based on, say, where we are spiritually, they still are meaningless. As say they travel to the next individual that hears them, they still remain meaningless until there is some sort of an interpretation of them. Okay. So they're just a sound until they're interpreted in some way or other. So I know that we all have many thoughts looking for our attention. They rise up to awareness. They're looking for their attention. But it's up to us to be still and take a good look and recognize they're not really what they're appearing to be. They're not really what they are appearing to be. Okay. Take a breath. For instance, bring this thought to mind. What an awesome sunset. I think many of us may have had that particular thought rise to awareness, right? But take a breath, release, and rest into the heart. Right? Open up the heart. Just expand and expand. And allow that opening with each breath. So we're going to look from the heart. Is it really an awesome sunset? What would it be without thoughts getting in the way? We're seeing the thoughts. We're not seeing what's there. We're seeing what we have interpreted to be an awesome sunset. So we're seeing, we believe we are seeing what we are speaking or what we are thinking. We believe that we're seeing that. But what would it be without the thoughts being accepted as the truth about what we were seeing? What would we see? What would be there? So try to bring up that image. In your imagination of a sunset. Yeah, that imagination's a great tool. So, and let it be whatever it will be, but without words and thoughts, or thought words or word thoughts. Not even the simple thought label of sunset, just whatever that imagination is showing you, Just let it be without words. Just rest on that. Is it still an awesome sunset? Or have I been taking up the thoughts on an image to give it some sort of meaning? Or am I just saying what the usual verbiage is about that image? Have I been giving this image a meaning based on my personal perspective? If it being an awesome sunset were the truth, then everyone on the planet that ever sees that would have the same exact statement. But we know they don't. So I've covered over something. So some might interpret it as it would be nicer if it had more pinks in there, okay? Or I prefer when it's got that really glowing orange yellow going on as it's going down. That's the kind of I prefer that kind of sunset. And someone might like, well, I like it when he gets to the lavender hues. That's the best part. And so on. And so, you know, how it goes. But then some won't have any thoughts about it at all. Some won't even notice it whatsoever. But if you can see where this is going, you can see how thoughts, which are meaningless, are allowed in us to cover over what is there. Because we're remembering right now that the thoughts and the words, they don't care what they are. Okay. They can be thoughts about what we would call praise or a curse. But the thought in and of itself doesn't care. It's meaningless. Without interpretation. Or, okay, let's take up this one. Oh, he's a great guy. Or she's a great gal. Is that so, or is it just a declaration of the sounds that we were hearing and the interpretation came down. Oh, he's a great guy. But is he? No. The thought saying anything is an illusion. There's not a great guy there. There's the very presence that is there. So the thoughts are the thoughts are the thoughts, but it's how they're being interpreted in the final say so. So we can quickly see clearly that the sounds that start that vibrational sounds and down into into the interpretation, that they're either going to be interpreted again from a spiritual understanding or from a personal level. Now, let's put this in here so we get a fullness of it. Yes, we can speak the words, he's a great guy. But in our hearts, we are grounded in the knowingness that it is the very presence itself that is there. So it's like you're in conversation, you're with friends, but at the same time, you're grounded in the heart. So the word spoken, he's a great guy, are resting in the heart as this is the very presence itself. Okay? Everybody got that one? And then this other thought popped in. Is an object just nothing until it is somehow noticed and remarked upon? That's another one that is being contemplated. And looked at anything. So, okay, let's follow a breath for a moment. Rest back, be comfortable. So, what if we didn't pay attention to the thoughts of interpretation of objects seen or heard or whatever, or give undue importance to them? What if we saw the thoughts only as an attempt to translate a feeling or express a sensation? Rather than being the all in all of truth, but saw them in just that light. So let's try this one. What happens with you when you see a butterfly or cardinals at the bird feeder or the mountains, perhaps a full moon, or you hear a symphony or a favorite song. What happens? Okay. So we're going to follow a breath. We're going to rest back in the heart. And just let the images or the sound be there. Yesterday I was listening to Scheherazade, if anyone is familiar with that, Rimsky-Korsakov. And there was a difference between how I heard that many, many years ago and how I was hearing it yesterday. So we're just resting back in the heart. We're going to let the image be the image or the sound be the sound. But there's no attempt to describe it. And there's no attempt to internalize it with memories or our usual interpretation. We're going to just let it be there. No attempt to describe. No attempt to translate it. And like I said, to or recall memories about it. We're just letting it be what it is. Just letting it be. It's free to be whatever it is. Sound or sight. But recognize how that might feel, that how might that be feeling within you. When there's no clutter of words or adjectives or any attempts to describe. The thoughts might be coming to do that, but they have no meaning without my interpretation, so I let them go. Okay. But again, recognize. How does that look for you? Just letting it be. And remember too that thoughts are not truth, because truth cannot be spoken. Truth can't even be thought. Truth is beyond that. So we do not interpret the thoughts into truth. They cannot be truth. So now we're just letting the thoughts be what they are, just sounds, vibrations. Now, again, this interpretation is going to come from where we are in our understanding of what is and who we are. But clear seeing only takes a moment to understand that the thoughts that come to our awareness do not care what they are, do not care what the words are that make up this thought system. They're just there. It's like a flag waving in the breeze. It doesn't know or care that there's this cloth waving in the breeze. It's nothing and meaningless until some interpretation is given to the sight of a waving flag. Until that point, it has no meaning. Or the twinkling lights in the sky at night, they have no meaning until they're interpreted. So and we can see too, obviously, that we all have a different inner interpretation of things. But what we want to come out from under is allowing that thought to become a belief that it's a truth about an object or a feeling or a sensation. That's what we want to see clearly. This interpretation of thought and thinking is not truth of what is really there. When we allow thoughts to be the interpretation of what is being presented. Again, we cover over, we put the veil over what is already present. And we do not recognize what is there. So the thoughts may come down and say, well, golly gee, the presence of God is there. Is it? Without that inner experience, how can I accept even a thought that says, golly gee, the presence of God is there? It's a thought making a declaration, making a statement. But it's not speaking truth because mind cannot experience what is present. Only heart can experience what is present. Mind thoughts just get in the way. It would be like making the statement, oh, the waves on the ocean are really incredibly beautiful and tall and sounds. Is it? Until I have had the experience of that, do I truly know that those words spoken are truth? No. They're just thoughts coming from another. So, that vibration, that sound, that the being translated by brain into recognizable verbiage, all of that coming down, you can look at that as the veil. Because once we accept the thought's interpretation, that's what we see. That's what we see, not what is present, but whatever we have accepted and been told by thoughts, that's what we see. So we're not going to accept them anymore. We're going to begin to see clearly that the words and the thoughts, they really don't care what words they are. Okay. And lift these veils out of the way. Look at what we call sunset, because we have to have dialogue and communication, but look at it without allowing word thoughts to tell you what's there. Let the heart tell you what's there, not the mind, not the thoughts, not the words. Let the heart, that's why the breath, right? The breath back to the heart. Let the heart do the talking. We will see more in the silence of our heart than we will ever see through thoughts and words and interpretations. They cloud the vision. Okay. All right. So, again, there is no real meaning in the thoughts, other than that inner interpretation. Okay. And when we see clearly, as we practice the seeing clearly, we will begin to see the world differently, because we will be looking from the heart. Okay. And not thoughts, and not mind's coloration with memories and projections. We will be seeing purely from the heart. Okay. So take a breath. All right. So we are up for comments and questions. Beautiful.
Mary?
Yes, love. Yes, Miss Kate.
This was very helpful to us because this morning I woke up and wasn't there when I woke up, but as soon as the thoughts came in around something I was feeling in my body, it became a problem. But the problem wasn't there when the thoughts went in.
Exactly.
The more it became, the more the starts, the thoughts began feeding. I call it feeding on the problem
Right.
because I do. And you use the word care, and I want, and this is what I want to say. I was aware of what was happening. I saw Oh, my thoughts. It's this very person. I'm all personal around this feeling. And so I sat. And I sat for a long time. And I felt this love come. It was like this opening. I opened to a wider place. I wasn't that little tight, fearful cape around my thoughts. And that's the word, care. It's like when you open your heart, there's a, I don't want to say a loving the feeling, but there's a caring for yourself. It's care. There's care. I don't, it's hard to put this into words, but
Doing
it's
good. We
care.
appreciate it.
As soon as the thoughts come in, they have an agenda that they're solving, but the heart cares for the whole of the whole of you. This, it even cares for this fearful personal self. It's all encompassing. It's holding the whole experience. And I loved how you said it today because it kind of put the whole thing into a context, into a bigger way of seeing the experience of seeing from the heart and starting from the heart, finding that heart as as all you are. Because that all that stuff wasn't there until the thoughts came in. It's
Well,
like somebody brought the thing.
the thoughts are going to come.
Right, until I claim them.
And you claim them, you pick them up, you embrace them as truth, and there you go. You veiled over what was already there.
It was so clear because it wasn't there until the thoughts veil came down. I like that veil. It's like, because a veil is kind of like a, yeah. It's very lovely. Thank you, Mary.
Thank you, love. Ingrid, did you want to say something, love? I see your microphone's on. Did you want to say something?
No, I think I forgot to.
That's all
It
right.
was on all the time, I guess.
Okay. How about you, Miss Grace? Love.
I've been having the same experience that Kate had for, I will say, months. And I didn't know what to do with it. Now I do. Open your heart. Open your heart.
You look from the heart and not from the head. The head is useful, like I say, for me to understand composition or understand color mixing or, the head's a great instrument, but it is not the holder of truth.
Thank you. And I'm gonna, it inspires me now to do it at
Yay,
work.
go team, go.
Because,
Go team.
but somehow you kind of have to master it in order to be able to see what you just, this journey so profound that you took us into.
Yes.
I have to master the outside, my expression.
But no. Softer, softer. Not a mastery, not a mastery. No, softer. Letting go the believing of the thoughts, just seeing them clearly for what they are. But that's a practice of love. You see, so it's not a it's. Don't look at it as having to master something. There's nothing you have to do. The clear seeing is already present within you. That's already there. It's just now, it's just the practicing of devotion to see when I've stepped out of my own light, you know, I take a breath, I come back into my own light. But mastery seems like you've got to put on the, you know, you had to do this, you had to do. No, that's not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm bringing to you.
That's the veil too. The thing that I said about the mastery is the veil, because
yeah.
it just made me feel it in my heart that I already have it.
Yes, you already do. So just rest, relax, take your time, practice watching the thoughts, practice just taking a breath and resting in the heart throughout the day. That's soft, that's loving. And it is out of love of the self that we take these minutes and we take this time to just sit and just be still and let whatever be, just letting it be. And it doesn't matter. I don't have to direct it. I don't have to do anything about it. I am just sitting quietly as what I am. That's love. That's our practice of just letting it be as it is, whatever it is, and being soft in that love. Yeah.
Which is where the real power is, and not in this thought that don't care and just come and go.
Right. They don't care what the words mean in them. I mean, they can be any words, you know, words that we call curse words or foul language words or loving words. The thoughts don't care what those words are. They come down to our interpretation. And even if they're foul words or curse words, even that, sitting in our heart, even that has the space to pass by with the blessing of helping me to see clearly that there's no meaning whatsoever to the words. And I'm not going to interpret them. I'm just going to let them pass by.
There's no meaning to them because there's no truth. It's just a gibberish of the intellectual mind.
Yes. Yeah, they have no meaning. And like I said, whatever they are, you can do that practice of love, just being still and letting them be. You don't have to interpret those words.
I got it. I while you were giving the lesson, it came so. There's a lot of thoughts flying around in the world.
Yes, there's a gazillion, bazillion, infinite amount of thoughts within consciousness. It just depends on our vibration, which we kind of attract to us.
Good.
Yeah.
Very good. Because one thing that has been bothering me for a while, it's the iPhone and the TV and all these devices that we have now that are trapping people in thoughts. You know, one day I got myself with the iPhone and I said, I'm looking at this thing more than I think about God. And that was kind of like a warning.
Well, you can see the iPhone is something differently. Many people cannot, and that's their journey at this time. And all is perfect, all is well.
That's it.
There is within you a selection to not do that as often anymore.
And I'm responsible for myself only. That's it. For doing the devotion, for being devoted.
Devotion.
To this.
Devotion. Yeah, if we start saying, I have to put the phone down, or, oh, I'm on a spiritual path. I can't have a cocktail at 6 o'clock now. I have to do this to be good, and I can't do that anymore because I'll be bad and I won't be my spiritual self. And that's all BS. You will always be what you already are. That cannot be changed in any way. And if something is in your experience, allow it to be there until it's not there anymore. But don't try to get it into your experience and don't try to get it out of your experience. Let it be as it is. Bless it for giving the opportunity. And just let it be. It's when we resist something that we give it a power it does not have. And it's when we desire or crave something that we give a power to that craving. And then again, we find suffering with that. So it's soft. It's soft. Just let it be whatever it is. Okay.
Like the planets and the constellations that dance around the universe effortless and lovingly, and they don't.
Well, I don't. I think even those words are an attempt at an interpretation that they don't really have. I don't think the planets n know anything about dancing or being loving. They are just rocks floating around within consciousness. So I'm not sure about the interpretation. So allow them just to be. Without trying to interpret them, just they are what they are, and look at them from the heart. They're all traveling around within your own being because they're all traveling around within the imagination of consciousness. So, yes, we can imagine them to be dancing, we can imagine them to be loving. But we are imagining that, are they really dancing? They're spinning on their axis, probably like this rock is, and it does have a wobble to it, so I guess we could imagine that it's dancing. But yes, but firstly, allow them to be, just be what they are without the interpretations. Yeah. And then say, well, I'm going to imagine them dancing. Pleiades is dancing over to the Orion's belt in this story. And I'm going to orchestrate it. And I'm going to have, oh, and then I see the colors. I think I'm going to have these planets dancing and try to get them down on canvas or something like that. That's amazing. That is our imagination, just going along lovingly. But we're not making the declaration and the statement that the planet is dancing. In my imagination, I see them as dancing, and that's perfectly okay. But to make a declaration that that's what they're actually doing is binding them into something and not allowing them any freedom. Once you're making an interpretation of an object, it's no longer free. It has no freedom. I've bound it to this is this.
Wonderful. You took me there. Thank you.
Okay.
I'm not letting that go. I'm claiming
Okay.
it.
All right.
Yeah.
Yes, love.
I just want to say it's a tenderness towards your experience, and it's like allowing it to come to you, allowing it to come to us, not trying to figure it out.
Right.
Yeah, because I had the same experience for months. I'm whole, And then I start thinking, oh, you have a pain here, you have a pain there. And then the pain comes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I got it.
See, I told you we were going to push that envelope a little bit.
Yeah, because it's so subtle. It seems so simple, and there's so much in there. The thoughts don't care.
They don't care. Lovely, lovely, love. Anybody else?
What about the feelings? Same thing.
Feelings, and when we speak, feelings and sensations are considered as objects, just as this cup, we would say, is an object. We look at feelings and sensations as objects as well, because their only existence is in a time-space related concept. So the time-space related concepts are full of objects, and that includes our feeling, the feelings, and the sensations. But they are the same because those feelings are just that vibration at the moment. The body is giving off a vibration, okay? And it comes, the brain is saying the same thing. Oh, here's a vibration. What is it? I mean, I imagine inside the brain is saying, well, what is that? How do I classify it? Where do I, pin it to? What do I do with that feeling? Most often, there will be an interpretation looking at past memories
Yes.
of that feeling, okay? And some will be interpretations about, oh, I have to go to the dentist in 2 days, and I'm already getting anxious, so I teleported myself to the future, and making declarations about the future that's not even here yet. Who knows? Might even have to cancel that appointment. But anyway, yes, the feelings and the sensations are the same. They will start with that vibration. There will be an awareness of that vibration. Mind, brain will begin interpreting that into a language it can recognize. And then it finally comes down to us, or me, or I, and we make again that interpretation, and we will do it from a place of the heart, or we will do it a place from personhood.
So
The heart will remain still. There's nothing for it to say, do, or contemplate about as a feeling or a sensation. If there's anything to be done about it, say if there were a pain because somehow your leg got cut, that interpretation might be let's give a call or get some bandages or of that nature. But most generally, the interpretation is going to be based on memories or projections. Because if that individual were in the now, that individual would be in calm stillness. It's only when we leave this present moment, this now, that the interpretations become personal. They become duality, and then we experience suffering. This is how we leave our home. We project ourselves to the future, we project ourselves to the past. That's how we leave home. Home is now. Home is this present moment. That's the only home place that we have while we are utilizing a body form, is this now, in this time-space concept.
Got it. Understood. Thank you.
Welcome, love. All set? Everybody full?
Yes.
Their envelopes are shaking. Good, good.
Overflowing.
Okay.
Overflowing.
Okay. All right. Then we're going to call this one complete. So, beloveds, let us pray. Most beloved self, thank you that my true nature is silence. Thank you that grace is my resting place. Let me not be persuaded to accept what I am not. Let me see the unreal from the real and know that I remain as I am, always. Shanti, shanti, shanti. Om, Amen. Namaste.